from Pocket Lynn Productions. It's the adventures of Carl and Bernie.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said. Tried to make me go to rehab, I said.
Yo!
What?
Hello?
Carl?
Yeah, buddy, what's up?
What's with the yo?
Huh?
Can you just say hello like a normal person?
I was trying something out.
Okay, it failed.
Hey, thanks for the fucking encouragement.
Listen, you can't pull that off, dude.
What, a cool guy greeting?
Yeah.
Why not?
Mainly because you're not cool.
Can I help you with something, or is this just a random call to insult me?
Actually, I do need a favor.
Balls on this guy. No. More queso. Muy, muy queso.
You at the taco stand?
Yeah.
Which one?
Which one? Seriously?
So you're in Chelsea?
Yeah, I'm going to Denise's.
Or you could come with me to my DUI class.
Wow, that sounds like big-time fun.
Doesn't it?
I'd rather get my tape pimple popped.
Wow, that's a vivid image.
Yeah, just enjoy it. That little picture I just painted for you. Eh?
Look, seeing how it's your fault that I got this DUI to begin with, I think it's really only right that you go with me and help me make it through this shit that I shouldn't have to be taking anyway.
How do you figure that?
It was your girlfriend's nephew who got us hammered.
Yeah, not directly.
Well,
not that wouldn't have been a neat trick.
Look, the point is, we're on the make amends step, and some of the assholes in the group are reluctant to do it.
Including yourself?
Yeah, king asshole right here. Anyway, they're having us bring in people with whom we have wronged with our addictions so that they can tell us the ways we've wronged them and then apologize, blah, blah, blah.
Sounds like a grand time. Good luck with that, pal.
I need you to come, you know, be the guy.
And tell all the ways your addiction has hurt me?
Yeah.
Well, the first one would be by taking me away from my hot girlfriend to come to this stupid thing tonight.
Throw it in, I don't care.
Dude. You haven't hurt me with your drinking, so what do I say? Oh, Mas queso.
I don't care, man. Make some shit up.
Well, I guess that could be fun.
I'll buy you a beer after.
Hey, how about on the way?
Dude, we can't show up for DUI class smelling like booze.
Weed my ass. I'm not a degenerate piece of shit drunk like you.
Thanks, pal.
Besides, so what are they going to do? Give you a breathalyzer at the door? Come on.
They're actually going to take a urine sample from me, yeah.
Well, that still ain't got shit to do with me. Meet me at Mustang Sally's.
This is why we thought it would be good to kind of combine the 8th and 9th steps with this meeting tonight, so that the people who care about you could come and share with you and with us how your addictions have caused them harm, and you can make amends.
So when do we get the cookies?
Quiet, you.
Maybe they'll soak up this whiskey.
You drank too much at the bar.
Yeah, but it's going to help me, you know, come up with some good stuff for your little speech.
Look, don't go overboard, okay? Let's get in, get out.
Bernie, you are a very hurtful drunk.
Jesus.
And with that, who would like to go first? All right. Jasmine, How's about we start with you?
Fine. This is my ex-boyfriend, Robert. He's gonna say some stuff, I guess.
Oh, I'm gonna say some stuff, all right. Let me tell you what this little tramp did.
Oh, my.
Robert, now, let me stop you right there. Now, what we're doing here tonight is not about anger or accusations or mean-spiritedness. It is about an honest, open communication and sharing, okay?
Oh, I'm going to share some shit.
Tell us how Jasmine's alcoholism affected you.
Basically, a shot of Jaeger. She turns into Jenna Jameson. You know, and by Jenna Jameson, I mean a porn star.
All right.
And by porn star, I mean whore. Who? Just slinging it all.
Robert, I'm just going to stop you again. We need this to be a judgment-free zone and free of pejoratives.
Free of what is it, this?
Words like whore.
What about cockhound?
In fact, let's format it, okay? Now, let's begin each offense with, it hurt me when, okay? Now, let's make that our structure and work through that. Robert?
Okay. Jasmine, it hurt me when you would drink and then have sex with other men.
All right. There we go. Now, this is a good structure. Now, go on.
It hurt me when you would sneak out of our bed to go to Smitty's pub down the street, bring other men home to our apartment, and have sex with them in the living room while I was asleep in the bedroom. That hurt.
Oh, dear.
It hurt me when I would sometimes wake up and come into the living room and you would continue having sex with them and tell me to, and I quote, lighten up square ass.
Well, seriously.
It hurt me when you did that. It hurt me when you would occasionally forget that I was in our bed and bring men back to it and have sex with them.
Dude, I was drunk. I forget things.
It hurt me when you did that and I yelled, oh my God, Jasmine, what are you doing? Get him out of here. And you responded, let him finish, fucker.
Well, it would have been rude to not let him finish. That's all I was saying.
Girl makes a point.
It hurt me when I came home from work at the regular time and there were six men in our living room and you were having sex with all of them.
I said you could join in.
You look like an octopus.
Oh, wow, a gangbanger.
Okay. Robert. How many of these do you have?
I have 9 typewritten pages. Single space.
That's right. Complainer. He's such a complainer.
But.
Gotta let some things go, friend.
Okay. But they're all basically of a sexual nature?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it sick? No, I'm now totally hot for this Jasmine chick.
Hey, buddy, whatever lifts your luggage, all right?
Okay, Jasmine, what do you have to say to Robert now that you're in recovery?
Robert,
mm-hmm.
Please forgive me for all of my inappropriate and inconsiderate behavior during our relationship. If there's any way that I can make it up to you or make amends in some way, I would like to do that.
Well, when you go out and waste 3 years of your life with a lying, cheating drunk, you let me know.
I will.
Well, that wasn't very constructive. Who's next?
Hey, yeah, go. Right over here.
What are you doing?
Let's get this over with, for Christ's sake. 16 impregnants on tonight.
Yes, sir. You over there in the back.
Hi, I'm Carl. And,
Hi, Carl.
Oh, hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm Bernie's best friend.
All right, Carl, why don't you use the same structure that Robert did and tell Bernie how his alcoholism has hurt you?
Yeah, okay. Bernie, it hurt me when you took me and my girlfriend's 13-year-old nephew to a bunch of bars and got us both fall down drunk.
He did that?
Hey, what happened to judgment-free zone?
Well, in all candor, Bernie, that's pretty deviant behavior. I mean,
I know. That's what I said.
Hey, look, in all fairness, sir.
Bernie, what did we learn about excuses and justifications?
We don't make them and we don't use them.
Correct. Now, Carl, you go ahead.
Well, that's pretty much the story. That kid was so young, Bernie. He had such a bright future. You think about that, buddy. Think about it. All right? So anyway, that happened, which sucks. Well, then there was this other time. There's this other time I came home and Bernie and this girl were having sex in my bathroom. Drunken sex.
We weren't drunk.
Bernie, now, we know what a dangerous trap denial can be, don't we?
Yeah.
Carl, you go on.
Okay. Well, geez. Bernie lost his apartment. Well, because of his drinking.
What?
Yeah. He just like, he'd come home and so drunk he couldn't even get up his steps. So they'd find him out in front in a pool of his own vomit and urine and feces and blood and semen. And I mean, it was gross. And so they kicked him out. I mean, wouldn't you? And, I took him in because I am an awesome friend. Like, the best friend. Then the first night he was there, he got so drunk, he took a whiz in my sink.
I did.
Yeah, and then he took a shit in my plant.
You don't have any plants.
Bernie.
Not anymore.
He's just making shit up.
Bernie.
Oh, yeah? Well, how about the time you threw up on my dog?
You don't have a dog.
How can you forget Patches, you son of a bitch?
Carl. Don't forget the structure.
All right. Bernie, it hurt me when you threw up on my dog. Patches.
He doesn't have a dog, especially not named Patches.
What? Are you drunk now?
Bernie, have you been drinking?
Now he's going to say that he didn't try to have sex with my grandma.
What?
What?
Oh, sorry. Bernie, it hurt me when you tried to have sex with my grandma.
When did this happen?
Yeah, I'd love to hear this story, too.
This is a couple weeks ago. She came in town for a visit. She's a lovely woman, by the way, a flower. And, you know, she was in our living room waiting for me. And Bernie comes home, shit-faced as usual, and he's all like, "Hey there, Nana. Oh, man, that turquoise necklace is really doing it for me." He starts rubbing himself.
These are all lies.
And then he threw up on her. He threw up on my Grammy. I mean, after he had drunk sex with her, the pervert.
Bernie, what do you have to say to Carl?
Oh, God. Bravo. How's that?
Thank you.
Carl, that's quite some list of things I did to you. Some would say it's downright unbelievable.
I know, right?
But clearly, I'm such a cartoonish and buffoonish drunk that I targeted you in my drunken revelry. What with the pissing and shitting and vomiting I did all over your apartment, and let's not forget patches, and then my sexual overtures to your 83-year-old grandmother.
You're out of control, man.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. So I heartily apologize for all of those downright credibility-stretching shenanigans, and ask for your forgiveness and the opportunity to make amends.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Thanks, folks. Good night.
All right. Who's next?
Wow, you think you could have made up some more insane shit?
Well, I could have, but I gotta go to the bathroom.
You all right?
Yeah, it's at Taco Cart Dinner. It's not sitting well. Daddy's gotta drop a double deuce.
Charming. I hope it hurts.
Hey.
Dude, I have several more classes with these people, including this hot-ass Jasmine, who I now really want to bang.
Do you really think you should be worrying about intercourse while you're in recovery, Chugs O'Malley?
Dick.
Anyway, good luck with your rehab trim hunt or whatever. I'll be back in an hour.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll hear from the rest of you. All right? Now, smokers, you can go outside. There's coffee and cookies and other substances that are addictive, but less damaging than alcohol in the back.
Hi there.
Oh, hey. Oh, I wanted to thank you.
What for?
Topping me in there.
I'm sorry?
With your stories?
Oh, I thought you meant... Never mind.
What?
When I hear topping, my mind goes...
Oh, no. I figured I'd have the worst laundry list of everyone, but you threw up on your friend's grandmother after sex? You really did that?
Yeah, I really didn't. I just had to make some stuff up, you know? So it looked like I was being a good rehabber.
Sure. Wish I would have thought of that.
What about you?
No, I totally did all that stuff.
I see.
And worse.
Worse than a 7-way?
Oh, yeah. Hell, I'm doing worse than that tonight after this.
Seriously?
Sure. Want to come?
You're goddamn right I do.
Courtesy Flush, you're a friend to the world.
Oh, hey, what the hell?
Occupado, dude.
When you go in a stall, you close the door.
What?
I don't want to see you pounding one out.
This is a single occupancy unit, sir.
No. No, it's not. There's a urinal over here.
What? Hey, how about that?
Now close the stall door, damn it.
Well, I don't know if I care for your tone.
Well, I don't know if I care for having to explain common courtesy to an odious cretin like you.
Odious? Hey, fuck you, buddy. I did a courtesy flush.
When you're in a stall, you close the door. That's how it's done.
Says who?
Society.
But why? I mean, you know what I'm doing in here.
Doesn't mean I want to see it.
Besides, you ever heard of Larry Craig?
Who?
Don't you know, there's like this whole homosexual underworld happening behind closed stall doors, you know, which is fine, you know, do whatever you like. I don't give a shit, but I leave the door open so everybody knows I'm not on the market.
What?
You know, for the gay sex.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Hell, I'm not even sure myself. I'm a little drunk.
Close the door, weirdo.
Sorry, buddy, that's not how I roll. And I'm done anyway.
So you just deliberately ignored me?
Yeah, sure did. So what do you want me to do? Make amends?
You have made a mortal enemy, my chubby chum. You are my new nemesis.
Wow, that's pretty terrifying.
No, just you wait. For tonight is the full moon.
And?
Just you wait.
That's it? You don't have, like, an evil laugh? for me or something?
Weak. Nice car.
Thanks.
Yeah. So where exactly are we going?
There's this house in Queens where I like to go.
Where you like to go for deviant sex.
Among other things.
That was an odd double entendre.
What do you mean?
Like, normally one would say among other things in reference to the deviant sex.
Okay.
But you're saying there's going to be deviant sex and other things besides that?
Yes.
Like what? Snacks?
You could say that.
I don't think you understand how flirting works.
Wouldn't you like to find out?
Yeah, no, that didn't work either.
Where in the hell did this guy go? Well, now I've got something else to add to my you hurt me when list. Bernie, you hurt me when you abandoned me at rehab, leaving me to wander nearby alleys looking for your ass. What the hell?
Well, well. If it isn't my nemesis.
Damn, man, what are you doing lurking around in dark alleys and shit?
Waiting for you.
Dude, I told you, do whatever you like, but it's just a wide stance, all right?
My friends and I are waiting for you.
Okay. What are you guys, some kind of gay street gang?
For Christ's sake, we're not gay! Let it alone!
Methinks the man doth protest too much.
Look up at the moon.
Okay.
The full moon. We are... werewolves.
No, seriously.
We are werewolves!
No. Hey, I get it. I get it. You're werewolves, but like, shouldn't you be changing into them or something? You know, the hair and shit, fangs, claws, anything.
Get him.
Shit! Help me! Somebody help me! I'm being chased by gay werewolves. Werewolves!
So, nice place.
You think?
Not really, no.
Come meet my friends.
So are these like real friends or just the other people who are gonna have sex with you?
They can't be both.
How cosmopolitan.
Friends, this is my new friend, Bernie. Bernie, this is Alexander.
Bill, Mom.
I honestly prefer Bernie.
This is William.
Hey, how you doing?
A pleasure, Bernard.
Yeah, again, don't really go by the full name.
This is Ursula.
Hello, darling.
Now, darling, I'm fine with.
And this is my blood sister, Miranda.
Oh, sister, huh?
Give us a kiss, sister.
Well, that's closer than I am with my sister.
Jasmine is my blood sister, fresh meat. We have shared blood.
Fresh meat? That's kind of exploitative, like in a 70s way, don't you think? And what do you mean shared blood?
Did Jasmine not tell you?
Tell me what?
I thought it would be a nice surprise.
Okay, what surprise?
We are vampires, darling.
No, really.
She's right, Bernie. We feast on the blood of mortals so that we may live forever.
Okay. Okay, yeah, no, I get it. I'm cool. It's a little, you know, role-playing action, right? I mean, I can get along with that, okay? All right, Jasmine, come on over here. Take a bite out of Bernie.
With pleasure.
Ow! Hey, what the fuck?
Your skin is tough.
That's not biting, that's gnawing. What the hell is wrong with you?
Let me sink my teeth into you, lover.
Wait, shouldn't you have vampire teeth or something?
We're working on that.
All right, this place is too freaky even for me.
Good luck, fresh meat. The doors are bolted. You can't escape.
Oh, come on, seriously? I was just trying to get some ass.
And you shall, fresh meat.
Okay, it was creepy enough when she said it.
The time has come for you to sacrifice yourself to our coven, Bernie.
Huh? Yeah, okay, great. Can I just go freshen up first?
Bathroom's up the stairs. First door to your left. Just jig the handle a little.
Thanks.
William.
What up, what up, what up? Seriously? What is this, an episode of Martin?
Can't really talk about how uncool I am right now, buddy.
Really? What the fuck is going on tonight? I'm trapped in a house full of weirdos who think they're vampires.
Full moon, dude. Full moon.
Freaks come out at night, don't they?
Hey, you walked into that house.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyway, now I'm locked in, so maybe you come help me out?
Dude, I'm being chased.
In a cab. Swing that bad boy out to Queens.
What the hell's in it for me?
I don't know. Pay for your cab.
That's not enough. You gotta say that I'm cool.
What?
Say it, fucker.
Fine. Fine. You're cool.
Like in front of others.
Okay, just come help me. I'll text you the address.
All right. Chizarro will be in the hizzy in a mizzy.
You're really thinking you're on uncool ship when you say stuff like that.
Cornell out.
Welcome back, Ron.
Yeah, thanks. You suppose I could go to Jasmine first?
Tease.
It would be my pleasure, Bernie.
Maybe you'll, like, do some other stuff before the biting and shit?
What'd you have in mind?
You know, whatever. Anything besides the biting and shit?
A little oral sex?
Oh, sounds great. Just watch your teeth.
I'm here to save you, buddy! Dun, dun, dun!
Dude, you couldn't have been 5 minutes later.
You broke the doll.
Ow! That hurt.
Well, actually, I stood in front of the door, and then they charged at me, and then I moved, so they broke the door.
Nice going, but seriously, your timing's fucked.
Who brought these heathens into our den of sin?
Oh, that'd be me.
Oh, hey, it's the orgy girl!
These creatures appear to be vampires.
Yeah, what was your first hint? Pasty skin and capes?
What do you care if they're vampires?
The werewolf is the born enemy of the vampire.
Werewolves shall perish.
We shall drink their beastly blood.
Bloodsuckers! Hairy freaks!
Back! Back, spawns of Satan! I implore on thee my faithful will! The power of Christ compels me! And him! And Bernie, too!
You're an idiot.
We shall rip the flesh from their bones!
Use your hypnosis upon them, William!
Attack!
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Hey, meter's still running, pal. Back into the city, man. Wow, that was really something, huh?
It was something, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know what.
The werewolves were fighting the vampires over us. It was like the twilight in there.
What?
Like, you know, we were Bella, and then, you know, Jasmine and all those vampires were Edward. And then I brought Jacob in there to kick ass, werewolf styly, and it was just like Twilight. I mean, from what I've seen, you know, from the trailers.
I will never again say that you're cool.
Hey, those characters are ubiquitous. You don't have to have seen the movies to know their names. I mean,
no one cool has seen those movies.
I mean, sure, you know, Denise had one of them on the other day.
In fact, you've never been less cool than you are right now trying to explain them.
Oh, what do you know from cool? You're wearing your collar up.
As an ironic commentary on the douches who do shit like that.
Come here, I'm putting that shit down.
Keep your hands off me, Twilight.
Hold still.
Now that was a primo episode.
That was some bullshit, fighting werewolves and vampires. What are we, Abbott and Costello?
Who?
I prefer when we stay grounded in a certain specific reality.
Hey, man, they weren't real werewolves or vampires.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. There's no such thing as real werewolves and vampires.
Not in our certain specific reality, no. See? So, no problem. The Adventures of Carl and Bernie is written and directed by Jason Bailey.
We're losing our credibility, man, our authenticity, our truth.
Lighten up, you fucking killjoy. Produced by Mike Hole.
Look, if all we're going to do is tell sex and shit jokes and get chased around by monsters, I'm out of here.
Well, then, good riddance! Executive producer, Mac Welch.
Wow, really? Just like that?
Yeah, who needs ya? Guest starring, Julie Tortorici, Jordan Smith, Christopher McAllister, R. Ernie Silva, Amber Malott,
and Brenda Welch.
You let me walk out in defense of our principles as artists and not come with me.
Why would I? I mean, we're just starting to take off. We're on iTunes and Facebook and Vimeo and Funny or Die and MySpace and YouTube and Twitter and Nudia.tv and at CarlinBurney.com. And I hear things. I know who the superstar is.
Oh, do you?
Well, whose name comes first?
Huh?
And who's sexier?
Hmm. I'm Carl. Debatable. I'm Bernie.
Thanks for listening.
Wait, this isn't over. When is it? I thought we were supposed to do a Dick Cheney episode this season. This guy's got a fucking... He's got no pulse.